Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
People have shat that ball out, Kendall. Can you believe that? He has that in his mouth. What if that happened to you?
I would vomit on the spot.
You would fart.
Now let's rejoin our regularly scheduled podcast.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Cliff!
Kendall, can you believe that it's St. Patrick's Day? Are you over there kissing a Blarney Stone? Is that what you're doing?
What the hell are you talking about? I'm drinking an Irish pint.
The Blarney Stone. Now, Kissel, you better kiss a Blarney Stone, because you know what that does? It removes your shyness and it gives you the gift of gab, and you're going to need it. You're going to need it today.
Cliff, I think I must have somehow stumbled upon a Blarney Stone somewhere in my life and made out with it, because I am the most gabbinest, unshyest person.
I'm going to start calling you Gabby Hayes, because you just won't shut up your gabbing.
I take 25 milligrams of Gabby Stone every day.
Gabby Stone. I'm going to go lick the Blarney Stone. Do you think that's unsanitary, kissing the same stone as everybody else in Ireland?
Probably. Do they do that? Do they all lick it?
Yeah, they all go and make out with it every day.
That's an OCD nightmare.
Kendall, what's the most happiest St. Patrick's Day you ever did have?
Probably one of the years that we celebrated on the show here.
So this year or the first year?
Tell me this, because my memory, it's going. I'm getting so old.
I'm just getting so old. I'll correct you if you say anything wrong.
Before this show started, which feels like an eternity ago.
This show, meaning this episode,
before this podcast came into evolution, did we ever celebrate St. Patrick's Day, you and I, just out, like, while we were at school? I feel like this show made us recognize every holiday and celebrate it to the fullest.
Well, it does, because we that's who we are, as people, holiday celebrators.
Yep.
But we do take notice of the holidays that are not our traditionally favorite ones. But anyway, let me answer you with a non-answer.
Okay.
I remember going out and celebrating, like, Cinco de Mayo a couple years.
Uh-huh.
And going having, like, a margarita and a burrito. But I don't remember doing that. Yeah, a couple times we happened to look at our Mexican watches and be like, what the heck? It's Cinco de Mayo.
It's so, Cinco de Marcho. No, it's Cinco de February.
I don't remember a single St. Patrick's Day ever, except for last year, and that's just because it was last year.
Yeah, well.
Oh, that's not true. I remember a couple with Tony in New York, so that's not true. But as far as you and I don't think so.
With Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you just bring Tony on the show?
You sound
Cliff
like
and Tony,
close to close.
Because you'd be next
Paraguay
to each other.
Paraguay to America.
Oh, I forgot he's in somewhere else.
He's in Paraguay. Do they know that it's St. Patrick's Day in Paraguay? I'll have to email him and ask him.
Does he have internet access? Do they even have telephones over there?
All they have is native costumes in Paraguay.
Like, click something and talk to him.
And castanets.
We have
castanets
way off
and
topic.
Native costumes.
Cliff,
did you know that St. Patrick's Day? He was born in Scotland, Kendall. Did you know that?
I did. And did you know that it's celebrated on March 17th because it's the anniversary of his death in the 5th century?
Well, that is so sad.
He lived, then he died.
Because he lives.
And the Irish, they have observed this day as a religious holiday for over 1,000 years because they know how to party.
No. Ireland knows how to party.
Now here's the best part. Hold on. It falls during the Christian season of Lent, as we've been talking about on the show, right? And I've been giving up my hard liquor. And Irish families would traditionally attend church in the morning and celebrate in the afternoon. And Lenten prohibitions against the consumption of meat were waived and people could dance, drink, and feast on the traditional meal of Irish bacon and cabbage. So does that mean on St. Patrick's Day, you can just throw Lynn out the window for one day and enjoy the celebrations?
Do you remember when we read all those things from Facebook about Lent?
Yeah.
Bill, you gave up Lent for Lent, but you can do it today on St. Patrick's Day.
you don't have to give up Lent for Lent today.
You don't have to give it up for Lent today.
Lent all you want Lent. Today.
Dryer Lent. Okay, now, Kendall, did you know?
Probably not. Hit me, Cliff. Hit me with some information.
All right, fairies, and I'm not talking about our listeners. I'm talking about fairies. They would steal brides and babies, and they would put them in what's called a fairy mound. And some Irish people, some Irish farmers, they won't disturb little hills or little mounds in their farm because they think that there's spirits a-dwelling in them. Did you know that?
I didn't know fairies were so mean.
Well, some are.
Next time I see Tinkerbell at Disneyland, I'm running the other way.
You better.
But luckily, I'm not a bride or a newborn.
No, although some people might call you a big baby.
A big fatso.
Kendall, speaking of fat, I'm not going to delve into it. But let me just say.
Yes.
If I were to take the next 90 minutes and tell you everything that I have eaten over the past 24 hours.
It would be
hours,
like a media minute.
It would be, you would curl up into a ball and cry. You would weep. You would gnash your teeth and pull your hair, what you have left, and you would say, Jesus, why? 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 That's why I'm not going to tell you, Kendall, because it's too depressing. It's like, and help me out. There was this one part in a movie that I can't remember, but he's saying, oh, about like a story. He's like, this is not a funny story. This is a story to break the heart. And that's what my last 24 hours of eating have been.
You mean Christmas Carol? Jacob Marley was dead to begin with. No.
Cliff and Kendall were fat to begin with.
You must,
there
you
is
must
the opening
understand
to
this.
Cliff and Kendall Christmas
You
Carol.
Must understand this, or nothing to follow will seem as magical. No, Cliff.
Kendall, I can't wait. That's the opening. Listeners, write this down in your diaries. Cliff and Kendall were fat to begin with. This you must understand. Cliff and
now
Kendall
hold
Christmas
on now.
Carol.
Just hold on. Hold uh-huh. on. Speaking uh-huh. of fat. Uh-huh. I did weigh this week, because I know our listeners, they're on pins and needles wondering how our weight loss is going. I know they're sitting on the edge of their seats with their earbuds in their ear or running down the street thinking, has Cliff and Kendall lost any weight? Well, I am proud to say that I am 2 pounds away from where I started it before Christmas. That means I've lost 8 pounds since we did the Valentine's show.
That's good. Now let me... Not to eclipse you with my enormous girth, but last Friday, I weighed and I got back. I was there.
Mm-hmm.
At the where I was before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Now, since that moment, I don't know, I've probably gained all of that back and more. Because that's how I've chosen to live my life, Kendall. The losing and the gaining. The gaining and the losing. It's an eternal struggle.
If you're all the way down at the bottom, you have nowhere to go but up.
Nowhere to go.
That's what the good Lord Jesus tells us.
That's what the good Lord... Kendall, did you know that a shillelagh is really just a big Irish walking stick?
I thought it was a term for something nasty.
Yeah.
I thought with all those jokes about get over here and touch my shillelagh, I thought that it meant something else.
I've never heard a joke about that. But did you know that a dandelion is called an Irish daisy?
No, I didn't.
Don't tell anybody that we don't. Everybody out there, when you're writing your master's thesis on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, make sure you include a paragraph about how we inform people about things.
Informative. I'm sorry, I got distracted because we are, like, getting emails left and right over here. Do you hear
that?
It's Facebook updates from our Facebook page.
Well, how wonderful.
People just
now, but we are informative, and not just that episode we did a year ago called Information Desk. No. We are informative.
Every week is the Information Desk. But before we get too informative and boring, how about we laugh it up?
Kendall, what's that over there in that pot at the end of the rainbow? Is it gold?
No, Cliff. It's bad jokes. Hey! Cliff, speaking of bad jokes.
Yes.
Freddie, he ran into the kitchen crying and cradling something in his hand. And he said,
God.
Mommy, my turtle is dead. Now,
Freddie, is this a friend of little Johnny?
It may be. It's a close relative, I'm assuming. Freddie told his mother, as he held his turtle out to her, he said, my turtle is dead, and his mother kissed him on the head and said, that's all right, we'll wrap him in tissue paper, we'll put him in a little box, then we'll have a nice burial ceremony in the backyard, and after that, we'll go out for ice cream sodas, and we'll get you a new pet. I don't want you to, and then she stopped and trailed off as she noticed that the turtle moved. And she said, Freddie, your turtle is not dead. And so little Freddy, he said, oh, then can we kill it?
Oh,
because of all those good things that they were going to do.
What a horrible child.
I'm sure he was related to little Johnny.
Kendall, speaking of Ireland, there were these two business partners, and they were both married. And they were taking turns having intercourse with their attractive secretary. Her name was Erin O'Malley.
O'Malley.
And as a result of such frequent screwing, the young lady became pregnant.
As the sperm entered
the egg. That's what it sounded like. But Kendall, one day, one of the partners, this is after Erin O'Malley she'd given birth. And one of the partners, he came in and said to the other, congratulations, our secretary, Erin O'Malley, she just gave birth. She had twins. Unfortunately, mine died. Isn't that sad? That's more of a sad joke
I've ever heard.
More of a sad joke than a bad joke, but it's still sad in Irish.
In Ireland, they cry over that. Now, Cliff.
Somebody's toasting and singing Danny Boy.
An Irish fireman on St. Patrick's Day. He came home from work one day. He told his wife, you know, we have a wonderful system at the fire station. If a bell rings once, we put on our jackets. If it rings twice, we all slide down the pole. And if the bell three rings, then we're on the fire truck ready to go.
Oh, what a system.
So, now, he says, from now on, when I say bell one, I want you to strip naked. When I say bell two, I want you to jump into bed. This is a real mean Irishman. And when
who
I say bell three,
to? Did you tell us who he's talking to?
To his wife.
Oh, I just saw him like in the fire station.
Start
talking
listening.
To the fireman.
Start
all
listening.
Right.
And when I say bell three, we're gonna make love all night. So now the next
all
night
right.
came. Right, he comes home from work and he says bell one, and the wife promptly took off all her clothes. And then he says, bell two, and the wife, she jumped into bed. And he says, bell three, and they began making love. And after a few minutes, the wife yelled, bell four. And the husband says, well, what's bell four? And she says, roll out more hose, you're nowhere near the fire.
Ouch.
Ouch, what a whore.
Well, I'm going to say ouch for all the small
wang. I didn't even mean to say whore. That just comes out naturally now. When we sell jokes, I just say, what a whore, or what a slut.
Whore.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, this one's real sad, Kendall.
Mm.
Like my last. This is a young lady who thought she was overweight. Kendall, can you sympathize with her?
Barely.
She
I'm
went
losing
to
it
see
so fast.
She went to see a dietitian. And she walked into his office and asked several questions about dieting, exercise, and other things. And her final question to the dietitian sparked some interest in him. She said, how many calories are in sperm?
Ooh.
Oh, God. Why? He replied. And she explained some of the things that she liked to do.
Mm-hmm.
After thinking a minute, the doctor said, I really have no clue. But if you're consuming that much jism, then there's no guy gonna call you a little chunky. Let me say that last one.
Yeah, I don't know. I prematurely did the drum roll. It was a premature ejaculate. It went right along with that joke.
You came a little early. It's
our music stopped because you screwed it up so bad.
You're going to have to start it over. How many calories are in sperm, she asked. And he says, well, why? And she explains some of the things she liked to do. Now, listeners, can't you sympathize with this part of the joke, too? Mm-mm. After a minute, the doctor said, I don't have any idea how many calories are in sperm, but if you're consuming that much of it, then no guy is going to care if you're a little chunky.
Oh, okay. I don't have to pray as long anymore because
no,
I get it now.
Yeah. She just likes it, Kendall.
Now, I got a little light and airy one for you, Cliff. Although it is kind of sad.
Oh, no. The Irish, they enjoy a good sad joke.
Well, there was
That's why we're telling all these sad.
There was this Irish frog, Cliff, and he telephones the psychic hotline. And I don't know why this frog, he knows how to use the phone. And he is told, He was told that you were going to meet a beautiful young girl who will want to know everything about you. And so the frog, he says, this is great. Will I meet her at a party or what? And the psychic says, no, you're going to meet her next semester at your biology class, at her biology class.
Ooh.
We need to work on telling jokes today. That's all I got to say.
What? No, get it real quickly. Why does the bride always wear white?
I don't know, Cliff. Why?
Well, aren't all kitchen appliances that color? And
what a sexist joke!
Isn't that awful?
Got somewhere
what's
for her
another
to park?
Name for pickled bread?
I don't know, Cliff. What?
Dildo.
Ooh.
Why did Frosty the Snowman pull down his pants?
I don't know, Cliff.
He heard the snowblower coming. And why, what do Eskimos get from sitting on the ice too long?
I don't know, Cliff, what?
Polaroids.
Oh, and Cliff, why did the chicken cross the road?
I can't imagine.
Who the f*** cares?
Whoa!
Whoa! That's all the time we have for bad jokes. We gotta take a break.
I have to go find a Blarney Stone to kiss.
I thought you were going to go find something else. We'll be right back after this.
Don't touch that dial. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
When trying to find your lover an appropriate St. Patrick's Day gift, there's only one place you can turn. To the Fiber One family of products. What else says, I love you, I'm lucky to know you, and I care about your colon health? Nothing. Fiber One says it all.
May there always be someone who loves you. May there always be work for your hands. May you always be dealt with kindness. As you travel throughout these lands, may there always be food on your table, and always a friend you can hold. May your body always be able, and your spirit always be bold.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you and your lover. From Fiber One and Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Here they are again, Cliff and Kendall, those two big old boys from whatever.
All right, Cliff, we are back on St. Patrick's Day.
I have to go consult my calorie counter for what happened during the break.
Your calorie counter exploded.
It exploded due to overuse. Kendall, did
it was like
you
going
know
to a Gallagher concert. You have to wear a poncho.
It was like that. Now, Kendall, did you know Erin go bra? That means Ireland forever.
What?
You've never heard of Erin go bra? Erin go bra?
Erin Brockovich? No.
Erin Brockovich.
I haven't heard Erin Brockovich. Go bra. I haven't heard
means
of
Ireland forever. But Kendall, what are you going to do on St. Patrick's Day this year?
I am going to drink.
All right.
And celebrate an upcoming job.
Well, that's good. I think I'm going to... Maybe I'll do the same. Maybe I'll make myself aware of St. Patrick's Day on that day. I'll learn some more things
awareness.
About it.
Awareness
is always good.
I'm going to do some hot yoga this weekend because I did hot yoga last weekend. Oh, does that make you want to blorch?
Well, that tasted like blorch. When I think of you doing hot yoga, that's what it inspires.
Oh, our listeners are out there and they're thinking, Kendall doing hot yoga. It's all sweaty and all those muscles are rippling out. Speaking of our listeners, Cliff, we asked a question last week.
What did we ask, pray tell?
Who the hell knows? No, we asked, who will you be celebrating? How will you be celebrating St. Patrick's Day?
How? Right. I would love to hear what they had to say.
Well, Brad, he said a massive drinking party.
I'm going to that massive drinking party.
Oh, good. Well, look, that's how you're going to be celebrating.
Well, it's a post St. Patrick's Day party, but massive drinking anytime is good.
Rosaline said potatoes and Guinness.
Good for her. Rose. I love Rose.
I do too. I'm just reading her Facebook name here.
And Rosaline.
And Brent, he said, by throwing a potato at an Irishman. Weirdo.
Ugh.
Anyway. So that's all the people that commented this week.
Okay. Well, did anybody call in?
Oh, we did have one caller. I'm sorry, I forgot all about it. Let's see. I haven't listened to it yet. Let's see here. Let's see what this person says.
Okay. I'm anxious to hear.
Yeah, Cliff and Kendall. This is Mr. Snodbottom. I seem to have misplaced the telephone number to the podcasting studio, and I was wondering if one of you could look. I believe I left my wallet in the control booth there in the studio. Oh, here it is in my pocket all along. Never mind.
Oh, well. Well, I guess Mr. Snodbottom's celebrating finding his wallet for St. Patrick's Day.
What a celebration. Kendall, that is a lesson. Everything in life, celebrate it.
Is that something
we should
know?
Celebrate every day, don't you think? I think everybody should know that.
Well, it's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb. Things you should know. And now, here's your slightly drunken hosts, Cliff and Kendall O'Malley.
I'm not drunk, Kendall. I am just Irish today.
I'm just a little Irish. Have you ever had do you have a little Irish in you, Cliff?
Can you hear the Irish around here? What
start
happened?
Us
things
out,
know?
Cliff. Start us out.
Oh, hold on. I dropped my... Here they are. All right, Kendall. You and everybody should know this. Speaking of Ireland, who was the first former Saturday Night Live star to be nominated for an Oscar?
God.
It wasn't that.
Nope. First former... Was it Steve Martin?
No.
Who was
Dan Aykroyd for Driving Miss Daisy.
Oh, would never have known that he was nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
Now, mine are more on the St. Patrick's Day realm.
I like
to stick to topic.
I'm wearing green. I feel like that's
good.
Topic enough.
Cliff, when was St. Patrick born?
In the 4th century.
385 A.D.
I was right. Okay, Kendall. What actress did Michael Jackson credit with dubbing him the King of Pop?
What actress?
Yeah.
Was it Elizabeth Taylor?
Elizabeth Taylor!
Yay! I know some stuff. Some stuff. Yeah. According to a 2003 U.S. Census, Cliff, how many millions of Americans, that is, how many millions of Americans have Irish ancestry?
25.
No, 34.
Oh, well, I wasn't that far off.
Including myself, I might add.
Do you? Yep. I don't know if I have Irish in me or not.
You want some?
No. Okay.
I can find you an Irishman.
Find Me an Irishman. That'll put some. How many calories? All right. Kendall, what movie title character? Movie title character. Stole the line, "You complete me," from a deaf couple in an elevator.
Jerry Maguire,
the old Irishman.
Irishman. Now, Cliff, on a four-leaf clover, what do each of the four leaves stand for?
They stand for peace, harmony, forgiveness, and sassitude.
Idiot. No, 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 and no. The first is for hope, the second for faith, the third is for love, and the fourth, of course, idiot, is for luck. That's why a four-leaf clover's lucky. A three-leaf clover is only hopeful, faithful, and lovely.
If you find a three-leaf clover, that's a sure sign you're gonna die. Kendall, I have one more.
Okay.
What book of poetry was a special gift from Bill Clinton to both Hillary and Monica?
How Great Thou Art with a Cigar. I have no idea. Blorch.
Blorch. Blorch. Leaves of Grass by Walt the Man Whitman.
Of course. Well, that's all the time we have today for Things You Should Know. Join us next time for more Things You Should Know.
Now, Kendall, if I had my choice, I would just leave here right now.
I would too, but luckily we have... Oh!
Oh!
Here comes the trolley! We're going to get to go to Bushelltown! I'm so excited! Now, trolley, what are you doing for St. Patrick's Day? Holy shit! That sounds like a wild party!
That's too much for me, trolley.
Oh, I can't... I'm on Lent. I can't do that. Anyway, let's go. Let's go, trolley. Take us to Bushelltown.
This week's journey to Bushelltown is titled The Lady Who Loved St. Patrick's Day. We begin our journey in the offices of Bushelltown's most powerful businesswoman, Jessica Larson. The phone is ringing and her assistant, Chet, is about to answer it.
Jessica Larson and Associates Insurance Office, this is Chet speaking. How may I direct your call?
Can I speak to Jessica?
Oh no, sir. I'm afraid she's not taking calls today.
But I need me some insurance. How about one of them associates? I have a feeling my rye mill is going to explode, and in case it does, it should be insured.
I can transfer you to her voicemail, and she'll do her best to call you back.
Well, whatever, senor.
Chet, do you have any idea what kind of morning I've had?
I'm going to guess it was bad. That was just a joke to lighten the mood. In all seriousness, how was your morning?
It was bad, you goon. I had to drive my teenage daughter to school, and I kept trying to talk to her about important things like tax incentives, stock portfolios, and support hoes, but she just kept fiddling with that phone of hers. She was sexting the entire 11th grade, I just know it.
Now, your daughter Mildred is a good girl. I'm sure she's texting all about homework or possibly setting up a time to do some volunteer work.
Don't try to make excuses for her. She has no idea how hard I've worked to become the most powerful businesswoman in all of Bushelltown, for heaven's sake. I'm Jessica Larson, and I'm my own associates. Have there been any calls?
Just one so far. A man worried about his rye mill potentially exploding.
God, if one more rye mill explodes in this town...
There have been a lot lately, haven't there?
Exploding rye mills and sexting and rye mills exploding. That's all you can find in the Bushelltown Examiner these days.
Later that day, Jessica, in a slightly better mood, went out to meet the man who'd called on the phone that morning. She was inspecting his rye mill for insurance purposes when something peculiar happened.
It looks like the support beams are sturdy. Hey, what's this?
It looks like an old witch's cauldron.
I didn't know there were witches this close to the edge of town. I thought they stayed mostly up near City Hall and Harold's Witch Supply Store.
I ain't sure, But maybe that ain't a witch cauldron at all. Maybe it ain't even a cauldron. Maybe... no. You don't want to be hearing my conjectures.
I know I'm a powerful businesswoman and sometimes project an image surlier than I intend, but I would like to know what you think this is. It could have a bearing on your insurance premiums.
Well, I was raised by my great uncle, and he used to tell of a magical creature called a leprechaun.
What's that?
It's a little man who wears green, and he's always from Ireland. He grants wishes and lives under either a bridge or a rainbow, and he carries around his gold in a container that looks just like what's down there, on the ground under my rye mill.
I'm not sure I follow you. I spent so many years in business school that my sense of magic and wonder have fallen into disrepair. That, combined with the stresses of being a single mom raising a teenage daughter who keeps sexting everyone, I'm not sure I can believe in something so wonderful.
But wait, if you're wanting proof, just ask yourself one question.
What?
What is today's date?
Let me check my insurance ledger here. Oh my goodness! It's St. Patrick's Day!
Did I hear someone say St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, bless the good Lord above, I can't believe my eyes!
Well, if you can't believe in your eyes, how about your ears? Oh, Donny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen, and down the mountainside. The summer's gone, and all the roses falling.
It's you, must go and I must buy.
But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hush and white with snow. I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow.
Oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
I can't believe this is happening.
Aye, my lady. Fantastic things always happen on St. Patrick's Day. Now, if you each get one wish from your old friend the leprechaun, which is to say, myself.
Oh, I think I know what I'd wish for.
And what would that be, good sir?
That rye mill would never, never explode.
Why, consider it done. And what about you, lass? Will ye be wishing for something business-like, like extra ink for your fax machine? Or will ye be following your heart?
I think, since St. Patrick's Day is a day when miracles happen and dreams come true, the choice has already been made for me. I'm following my heart.
Aye, science be praised.
I wish that everyone everywhere would have a happy and blessed St. Patrick's Day.
Aye, how beautiful.
And that I would always be the most powerful businesswoman in Busheltown until I retire at the dawn of my twilight years.
Well, it is a holiday after all. All right. Both your wishes will come true.
I didn't know we could say and.
Look at the leprechaun's cauldron. It's filled with
Irish whiskey.
I guess my other wish came true, even without me wishing it.
Oh, and look, 3 magical straws.
And so it was that Jessica Larson came to love and cherish that greenest and most magical day of the year. That's all for this week's Journey to Busheltown. Back to you, Cliff and Kendall. Well, what a journey to Busheltown that was, Cliff.
Oh, my. How heart... Kendall, is your heart warmer after that journey?
Oh, it's something. My heart's something.
It is something. It's something. Kendall, it was beautiful, but it was also Was it just me, or was that a little bit sad?
Cliff, everything these days seems more sad, now that we have sad music around to make it sadder. And, you know, next time I attend a funeral, I'm going to bring this on a CD. I'm going to say, put this in the CD player if you want this crowd to really feel some mourning.
As they are cranking that body into the ground, this is the only song to hear.
Now, if you are partying like a rock star on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell us about it. Call us at 818-3084-FAT. You can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. We have our own website, cliffandkendall.com. We're at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. We're on Twitter at twitter.com/cliffandkendall, facebook.com/cliffandkendall. We're everywhere.
Oh, Kendall, we're everywhere. Do you have a quote for this week?
I do have a quote. My quote is, never iron a four-leaf clover because you don't want to press your luck. And that's an unknown author.
Kendall, the same person said mine, the same unknown author. And I thought of you when I read this quote, Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about obesity. It goes like this. A best friend is like a four-leaf clover, hard to find and lucky to have.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet of me
Isn't
to say that?
Isn't that sad? Well, take us home down those Irish roads, Cliff.
Take me home.
I'll take me home.
Irish roll, Irish spring. To the Emerald Isle, where I belong. Irish people, Cliff and Kendall.
Drink some alcohol.
Leprechaun, coast to coast. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. And take that, Pope, just because we didn't say it this episode.
Oh, what a stupid...
Thanks for listening.
We love you.
Except the Pope.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.